welcome everybody to kickserveradio.com, Tennis on Air with Andy Zoden. And today I have got a really unique segment for you. And this is a really cool story. I'm joined today by Bruce Salzberg, who is one of the leading 3D artists in the world who specializes in sports subjects. But it goes beyond that. This story is around sports and it is around tennis, and it involves the unveiling of a portrait, a 3D portrait of the great Rafael Nadal. And the way this whole thing came to be is really an incredible story. First of all, Bruce, welcome to kickserveradio.com. So great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much, Andy. It's a pleasure to be here.
So the whole adventure started with an improbable phone call from you to Carlos Costa, sort of pitching this idea for you all to be able to get in front of those guys to show this painting to Rafa and his people. Talk about how this whole thing sort of happened and kind of what happened from there.
It's an amazing story, one that started back at the City Open in Washington, D.C. in 2014. I was one of the main sponsors of that tournament that year. And basically, I was getting involved with the City Open because a lot of work that I do with professional athletes is we always tie in a charity component, whether it be their own foundation or a foundation or charity that they are 100% active in. We try to work with athletes that are willing to give back because that's something that's very important to me and with my company. So when we were at the City Open, I was introduced to a gentleman that owned a company there that worked in the tennis field, and he happened to have connections all over the tennis community with Rafa and all kinds of other, obviously one of the top players in the world. And he basically just did an introduction email to Carlos for me. From there, I took it and basically set up a conference call. And that conference call led to me asking Carlos if he wouldn't mind the crazy American flying from Las Vegas to Spain to pitch him an idea to work with Rafa and his foundation. And I was asking for 30 minutes for me to fly all the way to Spain and show him what I was willing to do for him.
And when you mentioned Carlos, a lot of people are not sure because he's coached by Carlos Moya, a former number one in the world, but he's represented by Carlos Costa, another great player in his own right. But it was actually Carlos Costa that you were dealing with, and you asked for the 30 minutes, and you and Andrea Harris, your business partner, were willing to gamble $20,000 on a 30-minute meeting. Is that how I understand it?
That's correct. Basically, he was willing to roll the dice, and we did. And my acting CEO, Stephen Mann, here in Las Vegas, basically him and I got on a plane, took 2 days to get there. And the funny thing is we sent a $5,000 presentation in a huge crate, because for people that obviously don't know my work, it is three-dimensional on layers of glass.
Okay.
So basically, most of the paintings, especially the original paintings, are very heavy. And we knew that we had to send the whole kit and caboodle out there to impress Carlos about what we wanted to do with Rafa and his foundation. So basically, we got there, I'd say, we got to Barcelona, which is where Carlos's offices was. And I think our entire crate showed up 30 minutes before the meeting. It actually took two taxis to get us and all of our materials over there. It took another 30 minutes to set it up. Carlos was cracking up. He had no idea what to expect. And that 30 minutes turned into 2 hours. And we basically walked him through an entire program that we were willing to roll out for Rafa. And, you know, you just shoot for the hip.
For those of us like myself, Bruce, who don't understand the concept of 3D art, now when you put this together and you assemble it, how many different pieces of glass are sort of laying on top of one another to put this thing together to bring it to fruition?
So basically what I do is when I do paint a subject, we'll use Rafa as the subject in this one, is I'll take a picture that I work with my clients, and I look at it and I basically pick each part of the picture that I'm going to paint by hand on each individual layer of glass. And then at the end of the day, once I've painted all those layers, we then build it together with space in between each layer to create a three-dimensional effect.
Wow.
And it's basically something that I developed back, I think we're going on 25 years now, back in 1995. So basically, that's kind of the concept. I paint only on three or four layers, depending on the subject matter and depending on the picture. Rafa's picture is on three layers. So basically, the back layer, you'll see the crowd. The middle layer, you will see the ball that he's hitting. And then the top layer, you'll see Rafa swinging with his forehand. And it's one of the iconic shots of Rafa winning the French Open in 2014.
I've seen the shot. It's brilliant. It's beautifully done. So you go to see Carlos Costa for 30 minutes. As you say, it turns into 2 hours. And then he says to you, all right, we need you to go see Rafa now. Let's talk about how we transition from the meeting with Carlos Costa to now they want to send you off to Madrid to meet with the man himself. You guys must have been like, okay, here we go. It's on now.
Well, the best part of this entire story was actually getting the second meeting, because I did take that meeting with Carlos knowing that I wasn't asking to meet with Rafa personally.
Right.
I knew that Rafa was not playing matches at that time. Thank God. I'm a tennis player. I played in college. I trained in high school. I still train, and it's still the love of my life. My son played tennis in college as well.
Okay.
So it's something that is really a part of our family and still is, which is, out of all the athletes that I paint in the world, this one means the most to me because it's my favorite sport. But going back to Carlos, once we had reached the final part of the meeting and he realized we had something, he goes, Bruce, can I keep these paintings and show Rafa? Well, he was asking to keep my original Muhammad Ali, which is the only original Muhammad Ali in the world that's three-dimensional. And I was actually, I actually got that through Muhammad Ali's foundation. They asked me to paint this. So basically, Carlos said, can I keep these? And I believe it was also my original LeBron James painting of him in Cleveland.
Wow.
I had to tell him no, because that was about $90,000 worth of original art that I could not leave in Spain. I said, however, I said, Carlos, I would love the opportunity to have at least just 5 minutes with Rafa. I've booked my trip to stay here for 5 days, just in case if this went well in our first meeting. And whatever you need, I'd be happy to be where you need me to be. And I'd love that opportunity to show them the paintings in person. He took one look at me and he goes, un momento. And then he walked back into his office. And I'd say about 10 minutes later, while he was back in his office, we started kind of packing up and getting ready to leave. He finally came back out and he goes, all right, if you can be in Madrid, which is 3 hours away by train,
okay,
at this hotel at this time, I will give you 5 minutes with Rafa. I basically didn't even blink. I didn't even look at Steve. I just put my hand out and said, done. And we had no idea how we were going to get there. The experience of trying to get that painting, our entire package, by the way, from Barcelona to Madrid, was actually quite hysterical, which I won't go into detail with. But let's just say that they didn't love the fact that I was putting all these massive paintings and things on a train. And it was the crazy American screaming and yelling, saying, if I miss this train, I miss my meeting. And somehow, God willing, we got there.
Rumor has it you went into full-fledged freak-out mode, Bruce. Let's just call it what it was.
It was, because the way it works, those trains in Barcelona, they close on the second. So if you're not on that train, they will leave you. And we literally at one point were throwing our luggage, our entire package of easels and paintings on the train. And I think the door closed behind us within 10 seconds and we were sweating bullets, and the rest is history.
So you get to the hotel. 8 p.m. sharp. I mean, and it would stand to reason that Rafael Nadal, if he tells you 8 p.m., he's walking in at 8 p.m. And he does. And he walks in. You've got 5 minutes with him. And here we go. Moment of truth. What happens from there?
Thank God we did make that train. We got in around 5 p.m. I rented a hotel with a suite. So basically, Rafa would be comfortable.
Sure.
So he had an entire area there to view the paintings and see what I was proposing. And you're correct, 8 p.m. sharp, the door knocks. And I don't get very nervous, by the way. I'm very fortunate to have met many athletes in my life and worked with and painted some. I have to say it's the most nervous I had ever been. Steve, my CEO, had told me I needed to calm down. I just couldn't breathe. And it was a unique experience, I will say. So basically, yeah, 8 p.m., doors knock, and his entire entourage walks in. It's Rafa first, Carlos, and two other gentlemen, and they all come on in and ready to go. Everyone's got a smile on their face, and I'm nervous as hell. And Steve starts talking. They all sit down on the couch. Actually, only Rafa sits on the couch. The rest are standing. And we didn't really go into full, fish mode. We basically got to the point where he needed to see the paintings. We unveiled the paintings, and he immediately had a smile on his face, stood straight up, walked straight up to the painting, and, was just inches away from it looking at it. Walked around it, kept looking at it, and the biggest part of what I was telling Rafa was that this was going to feature his foundation and to make that a priority of whatever we can do together, I want to make sure that we are benefiting your foundation. So that, I believe, was the telling point of how this all came about, which was all the, we have a certain percentage of profit or proceeds that go to his foundation based off of the sales of this painting. And since there's only 500 in the world, it's something that we're really privileged to be able to give back to him.
So as the story goes, Bruce, these guys leave. A couple minutes later, you get a text from Carlos Costa saying Rafa loved it. The deal is on. And the rest is history. Now, Saturday night is sort of a, call it a pre-unveiling. I know the big unveiling is going to happen at the BNP Paribas Open at Indian Wells. But Saturday night in Las Vegas is a big event. And by the way, I'm very honored to be a part of that. And then talk about what's kind of going to happen from here and what's got you so excited.
You know, we got very fortunate. We were very fortunate that since we did start all this with Rafa and Carlos and their team back in 2015, we're very fortunate that we've extended our contract with them through 2022, and we've got their full support, which is fantastic. And that in itself is a blessing, so you could say. We obviously are launching privately here in Las Vegas, as me of being a Las Vegas local and very important about all our sports and things that we do here, of course, with all the amazing sports that are coming into our city, that we wanted to unveil the painting first here to a private party, which is what, of course, we're very fortunate to have you there for as well. And from that, we literally leave the next morning. I think our event is 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at our Encounter, which is our distributor partner here in Las Vegas. And from that time, basically, I wake up the next morning and we are off to BNP Paribas Sunday morning. And we'll be there for the duration of the tournament. We're very fortunate that Raymond Moore, the CEO of the BNP, is very fond of what we are doing. And actually, after our very first meeting with him, he called Rafa and Carlos immediately to talk to them about putting this together. And we're very fortunate that everyone agreed that this is a great thing. And they have given us a standalone art gallery, 20-foot by 10-foot, air-conditioned gallery right outside the front gate of Stadium 3 at the BNP for the whole 2 weeks.
Fantastic, Bruce. Well, congratulations on this. I've seen a picture of the picture, and I can't wait to be there to see the real thing live on Saturday night in Las Vegas. And for those that'll be out at the BNP Paribas and you want to stop by and see their gallery outside of Stadium 3, I highly recommend that you do. You will not be disappointed with what you'll see. Bruce, fantastic. I look forward to working with you. And again, congratulations on your success with this endeavor.
Thank you so much, Andy, and look forward to seeing you out there as well. And hopefully we can do another round of interviews live on spot there, which would be fantastic.
We will try to do our best to accommodate that. But thanks for doing this one with me. I appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks for the time, Andy. Appreciate it.